USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Busy day for President Trump as he was in Dayton, Ohio and El Paso, Texas. The president touring both sites where mass murders took place over the weekend. The president visited with recovering victims and thanked first responders. Agents with Immigration and Customs Enforcement nabbed 600 illegal aliens in a coordinated sting operation across 7 food processing plants in Mississippi. The raids taking place in small towns around Jackson, where Latinos make up a majority of the workforce. Mike Hurst, U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Mississippi.
The United States of America is the greatest nation in the history of the world. And it's no wonder that people from around the world want to come here to our country. But while we do welcome folks from other countries, they have to follow our laws. They have to abide by our rules. They have to come here legally, or they shouldn't come here at all.
USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Aniston. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
USA Today headquarters in McLean, Virginia, was evacuated on Wednesday in what turned out to be a mistaken report of a person with a weapon. Police are still investigating the reports and what led to the evacuation. The FBI is now calling the mass shooting at a Northern California garlic festival late last month a case of domestic terrorism. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has an update.
Officials have announced that the young gunman who took his own life after police had wounded him had a list of other possible targets, including religious and political institutions, as well as courthouses, in addition to that food festival he struck. No specifics have been given, but all of the sites are being notified. The 19-year-old suspect accused of opening fire at the garlic festival, killing 3, including 2 children, and wounding 13 others. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Find us online at usaradio.com, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Marty Smith is an ESPN reporter and correspondent for College Game Day on ESPN. He has a new book out titled Never Settle, Sports, Family, and the American Soul. He joins ABC's Good Morning America and talks about the main premise behind the book.
I believe that excellence lives at the intersection between preparedness and passion. I feel like if you are ready to win and you have that obvious energy, that positive energy, look out. You're going to. Passion is a factor that can separate good and excellent. I truly believe it. I've made a career on it.
Smith also talks about the redemption story of Tiger Woods and what Woods taught him.
He taught me a great redemption story. You know, we all saw Tiger's path. We saw the dominance. We saw the downfall. I got the opportunity to sit with him when he was in a very humble state, and he was so open with me, and I was so appreciative of that. And then I was standing on the 18th green at Augusta this year when he won his 5th Masters, and these 2 men walked up to me as we were standing there watching this amazing historic moment, and they were Clemson University campus ministers, and they said, Marty, we see ourselves in Tiger's victory. I said, how? They said, because we're all capable of big mistakes, but we're all also afforded the opportunity of redemption.
For more news, please remember you can always find us online at usaradio.com or download the iHeartRadio app, and you can take us with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.